Hi, my name is Shirley Clerkin and I'm the Heritage Officer with Monaghan County Council, and today we are doing another episode of our Heritage at the Heart podcast series. And today we're focusing on hedgerows, and we're standing in a most beautiful place just outside Ballinode on a very small local road, surrounded by the sounds of birds, honeysuckle and all sorts of tree species. And I'm with an ecologist here, and she'll introduce herself now.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Macquarie. Thanks, Shirley. My background is as an environmental scientist, so not an ecologist, I'm afraid, but I wish I was. I am from Ballinode locally, and I've recently actually come back home after being away for a while. And I have worked with Mr. Billy Flynn over the last few months and have learned a huge amount. And included in that is hedgerows. So I've begun to really appreciate hedgerows in the last few months, actually, and just how important they are for biodiversity locally and around Ireland. And I guess I think we should be highlighting that in the local area and nationally. And I think it's just really important we get the message out there that we need to protect them, and especially in the absence of so much woodland in the country as well. Just how important they are, and I'm really happy to be here today to talk about them.
So we're walking along this lovely hedgerow here, and when we're standing here we can see that it's distinctly in layers, in that there's the very high tree layer, then we have the middle sort of shrubby layer, and then we have the ground flora. And that's really why hedges are so important, is because they really are a 3D habitat. So you have to think them as occupying quite a lot of space, more than just the footprint of them on the ground themselves. And so they even have climbing species within them as well. And just to my left here, there's a gorgeous stem of honeysuckle coming out of this hedgerow, and along with ivy species and these little small little pea legumes. These are called vetches, these purple little flowers here that cling around the different stems and weave their way up through the hedge. These are all very important species for pollinators and for the general life of the hedge, which is much more than just the trees that we're looking at here. Isn't that right, Jennifer?
Yeah, definitely. You can see the honeysuckle there. It's just absolutely beautiful, and it smells gorgeous at night time as well. So pollinators love that, moths love that, therefore the bats love the moths, and they'll be attracted to it as well.
And it's not because the bats love moths per se, it's because they love them for their dinner.
They do indeed, yeah. They like to feed on them, exactly. Yeah. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And then you've got your holly beside that.
It's lovely, it's got a really nice crinkly leaf, hasn't it, with the little thorns on it to stop it being nibbled.
Yeah. And it's brilliant, like, when it has berries on it for the birds as well. So often, like, the male and females are planted together, so they produce the berries, and it's brilliant that way as well. There's lots of other species there too, like along the hedge. Often we'd have hawthorn in a hedge as well, and there's some hawthorn there as well.
There's some hawthorn here, yes.
I think we possibly have some ash there.
Yeah, I think there's little small bits of ash coming up there, isn't there?
Yeah, and lots of ivy as well.
And hazel, of course, as well, which is a lovely tree species, isn't it, for hedges? And the way it used to be coppiced years ago for the long, tall, straight stems that it produces. And it'll come back again and again from the stump, won't it, when it's cut?
Yeah, it will, especially when it's managed, I guess. And this hedgerow is pretty good, as we can see. You know, it's not gappy. It seems to have been left. And originally it was probably maintained quite well.
Yes. And you can see even the brambles are coming up through the bottom as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's very dense, isn't it? Like, you can't get through it in any way. It's absolutely stock proof. And it's, you know, it's full of all of these different species climbing in and around each other. And there's all the ivy, which also, of course, provides habitat too in a healthy hedge. It's a very good habitat, isn't it? Bats like hiding in behind it.
Yes.
And then the berries and the flowers on it as well are very important food for different animal species, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fantastic. So it will produce berries for birds as well. So I think dunnocks, thrushes, robins, blackbirds, you know, all of those type of species that absolutely love hedgerows for living in or for feeding on. And when you're here for a little while, you'll actually see them, and you probably hear them in the background as well.
And we're standing under a fantastic oak tree at the moment.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it's magnificent, isn't it? It's really, I don't know how many metres tall that is, but it's quite a mature specimen.
It's gorgeous.
Isn't it lovely? And, I mean, that's one of the most important tree species in Ireland, isn't it, oak?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So it's probably the best one out there that you could plant. It holds, I don't know, 300 and something species.
It's 350 species can live in an oak tree.
It's absolutely fantastic for them. And unfortunately, we don't see as many as we should. They would have been across our landscape a long time ago. But recently, you know, due to the wood cutting over the years, I guess we don't see as many now. But they are absolutely brilliant, and they look gorgeous as well.
Don't they? And the way they come forward in the spring, they always have that lovely yellowy kind of a colour, that kind of a rusty yellow before they come into leaf or before they become fully green. So they give a lovely sort of, I don't know, there's a lovely constable nature to their kind of colouring in the springtime.
Yeah.
And the oak tree as well is embedded in a lot of place names in Monaghan as well. All the Derrys or Duras, they're all oak woodlands, aren't they?
Yeah, that's something to think about.
And
well,
I just see a lovely rose over there to that side, lovely dog roses coming out.
Yeah, at this time of year you'll see them, and they're absolutely gorgeous. They're usually pink or like a white touch to them, and they're fantastic for pollinators as well. And then they will produce rose hips later in the autumn, which are great for birds.
Yeah, aren't they? And this is a beautiful little pink, tender little rose, and you can feel it so soft, and the little, you can see how easy it is for a pollinator to get in there, actually, isn't it? It's a fantastic plant. Great addition to any hedge.
They're absolutely gorgeous, and they'll climb through it then as time goes on.
Yeah, so they'll multiply and multiply without having to do anything at all to them.
Exactly.
And then we see sycamore here, which, of course, isn't really native to Ireland, but they're very substantial trees, aren't they? And they grow very quickly, sycamores.
Yeah, they are. They're very robust. They'll grow in a lot of places, and they'll often seed themselves in hedges like this. As you can see, it's taken over quite a bit, but it does support quite a bit of wildlife as well. So it is beneficial. And, you know, unfortunately with the ash dieback as well, you know, the our ash trees, and there's one behind us here,
and
it's
look at it.
Suffering.
Isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, yeah, it looks quite sad, doesn't it?
It does.
So for people who don't really know what ash dieback looks like, I suppose, you know, if we describe that tree, so there's some leaves on it, and it's now the summer, but there's lots of branches or branchlets that have no leaves whatsoever on it, and that's what the dieback means. It's dying back from the edges, and so there's less and less leaves on it, unable to produce leaves, I suppose. And it's a lovely road for cycling now. We've just been passed by some cyclists. This is a gorgeous
place
to cycle.
Yeah, I love walking here myself. It's unfortunate to see that, and I'm seeing it a lot more. You know, once you start to see it, you see it everywhere. And they're such gorgeous trees, and like they would have been planted all over Ireland back in the day, especially, you know, you would have seen them around Monaghan as well. But it's unfortunate, and unfortunately there's nothing we can really do about it and let it take its course. The thing is, they'll have to be replaced eventually with something, and whether they get the really robust, strong ash trees and try and kind of use their genetics, I don't know, but we'll have to see.
It's a game that's going to be played, isn't it, over the next 10, 20, 30 years to see what happens on our hedges. And in Monaghan, it's a shame because about 70% of the tree species in hedges in Monaghan are actually ash. So if ash is, you know, the ash dieback is completely in the population of trees in Monaghan and they don't prove to be resilient, we will actually have to look at what tree would we plant instead. And, you know, maybe that is oak. I know it's very slow growing, but I mean, it's very substantial and it's a very good tree. But we may have to look at other species, you know, probably the hazel or even sycamore, as you suggest. Or maybe sometimes if we want big trees, maybe even beech, you know, even though it wouldn't support as many species. But we'll have to look at that.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm sure there's a lot of research going into it at the minute, but it's just happening so fast, unfortunately. You know, even at the top of Ballinode, there's gorgeous weeping ash outside the church.
Yeah.
And I just noticed recently they've also been dying back as well, which is unfortunate.
It's a real shame, isn't it? And there's some beech actually there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's beech there in the hedge, yeah. So probably not, you know, fantastic compared to some of the species we've seen, but it's still great for cover. Brilliant in that respect. You know, you'd get a lot of robins nesting in that and everything, all your different garden and hedge species.
People do actually plant beech hedges because they don't really lose their leaves. They stay brown, you know, through the winter months, and then the growth comes back on those stems again.
That's it.
But it'd be nice to blend, I suppose, a beech hedge with maybe some holly. Like, holly's a great species and it does grow very robustly and it stays green all winter as well. So and it's a lovely thing to have in your garden, in your hedge, isn't it?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I would advise people maybe against the laurels and the Lelandiae, if possible, to go more native if you could. And as you can see, it's gorgeous. Like, there's a bit of variety in it here. And then you've got the flowering species throughout it. Laurels, unfortunately, and that type of hedging doesn't do biodiversity much good, I'm afraid.
No, unfortunately, people don't, I suppose, with the education and the information hasn't been out there. So, like, laurels are more or less just a living, where there are more or less just a green fence. You know, they don't actually really support any species because they're not native to Ireland, and our insects and birds haven't evolved to benefit from that particular species. So if you think of it like that, I suppose, you know, that we've all evolved in this landscape, in these habitats, all their birds and animals that live here. So they don't really easily adapt then to big dramatic changes like that. And that's also why it's important to appreciate our native biodiversity. And look at that little bee on the bramble there. And you know, that's the other thing as well. Hedges are incredibly important for our bee species. And a third of our bees are threatened in Ireland, which is a huge amount. And that's because we've replaced all these native species. We haven't allowed space for nature.
Yeah.
And so then bees don't have any shelter. Mm-hmm. They've got no food. And maybe we're poisoning them, in fact, with herbicides and things. Like, that's a very happy little bee there.
Yeah, exactly. And if you go for a walk here, you'll see lots of activity in the hedges, and even with the hedgerow species as well. Like throughout the summer or throughout the spring, you'll see lots of different ones emerging.
Yeah.
So early in the spring, you'd have your lesser celandine and your dandelions.
Yes.
And then later on, you might have your bluebells, your vetch, you'd have your cow parsley, which is actually just dying off at the minute.
Yeah, you might be lucky even to have some wood anemone or something like that as
exactly.
well.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen some of that here as
Or the little stitchworts. Are they called stitchworts? The little white flowers.
Yeah.
They're lovely.
Yeah, they're along this hedgerow.
And there's a yellow vetch, for example, in there, a meadow vetchling or whatever, isn't it? Or this one. That's another legume, isn't it?
Yeah, they're also brilliant. And once you see them, it's a lovely little pop of yellow.
Yeah, because I love the continuity of colours in hedges. You know, you start with the kind of the whites and the purples, and then you move to the yellows, and you know, it's gradual kind of coloration of the hedge. And look, this is beautiful red clover, of course, which is another pea. So all of these pea families, they all fix nitrogen from the air into the soil. So they're kind of a magic kind of a plant, aren't they?
Yeah, and bees absolutely love them. We have those in our garden at the moment. I've managed to get my family not to mow the lawn as much. And the bees are absolutely loving it.
They're rich in nectar, these. Yeah. They really are deep, deep pools of lovely, sugary nectar for them to give them the energy that they need.
Yeah.
Like, this is a really super hedge because this is actually built up on a bank. So this hedge is built on a bank, and there's probably a ditch on the other side then.
Yeah.
And then the trees have been planted on top of this. And this happened a lot in the 18th century in Ireland, where they started enclosing fields. And then, of course, some were, you know, remnants of ancient woodlands. So when they were cutting back the woodlands, they left a little woodland strip or as a territorial boundary for townlands to mark townlands, for example. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And often you'll get more species diversity in the townland boundaries. And sometimes then for the farmland boundaries, you'd have mostly hawthorn and your blackthorn and
things to keep animals in, basically.
Exactly, yeah, stock-proofing, they'd call it.
Yeah. And then, of course, like, I mean, people do manage their hedgerows in different ways, and there are protections in there for the, particularly for the bird species in the nesting season. So not to cut hedges until after the 31st of August, and that's to allow, you know, birds to have their nests and to go about their business undisturbed. And if you're managing a hedge, then after that, it's really best to look for this A shape.
Yeah.
You know, and actually these hedges here have a good A shape. If you look at it, they're wider at the base and they narrow.
Yeah.
And they're quite tall, so they're allowing them to go to 2 to 3 metres, which is really great.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. And this is why I sort of chose this as well, because unfortunately, you don't often see this. Like, this is absolutely beautiful and you can see the diversity in it. But unfortunately, what you see now, especially along roadsides and sometimes on farmland, is that it's been very severely cut back. That could be sometimes for road safety, and sometimes it's for farm reasons, whether the farmer wants to remove it for putting in, you know, fencing or whatever. Sometimes it's to do with the rep schemes.
And do you think it's to do with a little bit of fashion, that it looks tidier?
I think that's the other thing. It's
kind of a trend.
You know, it's the same thing mowing lawns. You know, people think neat and tidy is the way to go.
People think that almost is a progressive look, that it shows to other landowners that you're minding your land, you're looking after your hedges, and you're doing all of that. And a wee bit of a mind shift needed, isn't there? And I know Teagasc are also trying to promote better hedgerow management.
They are, yeah.
To farmers and landowners in general, that we mind them as a habitat in themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I said at the start, you know, because we don't have so many woodlands in Ireland, like we only have maybe 11%, and 2% of that I think is ancient and native.
Yes.
So that's why hedgerows are so important, because they provide that habitat that
we're lacking.
Exactly.
So we have to consider them, really. If we considered them as strips of woodland, do you think we would be treat them better?
I think so. I think so. I think they definitely need a lot more protective legislation, because they're so important. And what happens as well is that we have a lot of very powerful machinery now, whereas one time it was maybe done with, the hands, a hand flail or a billhook or whatever it might be. And now it just, you can come in with a big machine, and maybe people aren't educated to kind of cut it as it should be.
Yeah. So we'll continue on down the road here. It's a beautiful day for a walk.
Yeah.
And let's go and celebrate these hedges.
Yeah.
Heritage at the Heart podcast series is supported by the Heritage Council and Monaghan County Council.